free CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we're hoping to have Joel Skousen coming on today to talk about his book on strategic relocation. It's just been reissued, but in the meantime, I will take your calls at 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Now, you have to understand that the other side, the people who are responsible for what that happened in the murder of almost 3,000 Americans, have put out a lot of phony information to try to confuse us. A lot of conflicting stories. One of them is suggest that the Saudi Arabians were responsible for what happened after all. A couple of Saudis were living in San Diego, and they were getting funded by the wife of the American ambassador, the Saudi ambassador to the United States. And here, the Saudi Arabian ambassador's wife is funding a couple of the terrorists, and then 15 of the 19 terrorists came from Saudi Arabia. And we know that certainly that they went ahead, and the Saudis actually, were financing the whole Wahhabi movement. So there's a great deal of evidence that suggests it was the Saudis. In fact, you remember the first investigation, it was known as the Joint Intelligence Committee investigation. And there, after the report was completed, while the Bush administration came in and deleted some 28 pages from the report. And hold just a minute, we're going to see what happens. Our guest is Joel Skousen.
Okay, I just called him. He thought it was for next week.
Oh, no. That was... anyway, okay, well, we're just going to go ahead without Joel, and so it'll be open lines. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's, I should say, 800-259-5791 for this hour. 1-800-259-5791. And I was referring to the fact that from the initial report put out by the Joint Intelligence Committee, they deleted 28 pages, all having to do with Saudi Arabian involvement. So there's so much evidence that suggests that the Saudis were behind what really happened on 9-1-1. And then, of course, there's a great deal of evidence that it was the Mossad. And you remember the story about this group of Jewish young men who were up on the roof of a building, and they were filming what was happening. And coming down to the Twin Towers, they were dancing and laughing. You remember that story? And, of course, that's being used by those people who want to convince us it was the Jews who were behind it. What about the story that 4,000 Jews didn't go to work that day because, oh, they knew the attack was coming and they were going to leave all the goyim to be killed? There's no truth in all of these stories. There may very well have been some people up on the roof there. I believe they were planted. Maybe they weren't. Maybe they were there spontaneously. Certainly we know that the Mossad had told the American government about the coming attack on the United States. Whether they knew the details of the attack, I really don't know, because the government has sealed all the information. But we do know that the Mossad, along with German intelligence and Georgian intelligence and Moroccan intelligence and the Russians, Putin had even told us the attack was coming. Mullah Omar had told us the attack was coming. But ah, shucks, our intelligence agencies are just so incompetent. They had no idea the attack was coming in the United States, despite the fact that sent the presidential daily briefing to the president on the 6th of August said bin Laden determined to attack America. But they said, well, it didn't say the date. Yeah, well, of course it didn't say the date, but they knew the date, because somebody told Mayor Willie Brown the night before the attack that the attack was going to be that day. Somebody told people highly placed in the Defense Department, because they canceled their flights for the following day on the 10th of September. Now, if you'd like the pages out of the Newsweek magazine that tells the story, we'd be glad to provide them. If you'd like the clipping out of the San Francisco Chronicle on the 12th of September, telling about how where Willie Brown was warned on the evening of the 10th of September, that he should not be flying the following day. We have a copy of that, and we supply that for you. If you want to call us at 1-800-544-8927, but I personally, and I've told you this before, but I personally talked to the personnel director, I should say the public relations man for Mayor Willie Brown, who confirmed the story. It's true. He was warned ahead of time. So if Willie Brown knew, and the people in the Pentagon knew, how could it be that people in the FBI didn't know? And they did know, but most of them are afraid to come forward and speak out, because it could very well cost them their lives. And people do get killed who tell the truth. Exactly what happened to Gary Webb. We interviewed Gary a number of times, and he had written about the CIA and drugs. He was a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter from the San Jose Mercury. And Gary, of course, everything he said was absolutely true. But pressure was put on the San Jose Mercury, and so Gary was eased out of his position. And then, of course, he was working in Sacramento there. Constant pressure, constant threats. And then one day he shoots himself in the head twice. Not once, but twice, because he wanted to make sure that he was dead. And if you believe that story, you probably believe anything. We are dealing with ruthless individuals. Three of the people I've interviewed have been killed. One of them, of course, was Gary Webb. Another was a gentleman who's working on the story of MENA Airport. And another was Jim Keith, a writer who was putting out some very, very powerful stories. It wasn't just him. It was his publisher of the Illuminati Press, and then his wife, all within a period of a very few weeks, were assassinated by professional assassins. I've talked to three professional assassins. L.D. Brown was recruited to become a professional assassin and kill somebody for the CIA in Mexico, and he was quite willing to do it, thinking it was a Mexican drug lord, until he found out that it was actually an American who was there with her wife and a couple of children, and he backed out, and he even wrote a book about it. It's all there. His name is L.D. Brown, and I've even talked to him, asked him to come onto our programs, but he said, you know, he had to get on with his life. He didn't want to risk his life by continuing to tell the truth. Chip Tatum is a professional assassin. He had actually killed, I'm sure, other people for the government. But when they asked him to kill Ross Perot, do you remember when Ross Perot dropped out of the presidential race? I think it was about 1988, was it? I think that was it, maybe. And, of course, the reason he dropped out of the race it would have been 1992. The reason he dropped out of the race was because he said there had been threats on my life and the lives of my family. And I'll never forget how Rush Limbaugh ridiculed Ross Perot, who's so paranoid. This is Chip Tatum was a man who was assigned the job of killing Ross Perot, and he wouldn't do it. And so we got into real trouble with the establishment. And we got our interviews with him, and then Colonel Daniel Marvin. Oh, was an assassin. He doesn't talk about anybody he's killed, but you know, when he was working for Special Forces, which is, of course, the enforcement arm of the CIA, when they don't use the mafia. They use the mafia here in the United States and the Special Forces overseas, and they simply kill people. Of course, there are Special Forces units that were sent into Waco, and if you haven't seen the video, I think we probably still have the copy on Waco. It's called A New Revelation. And they talked, there are two people there who actually talked to the members of the Special Forces who killed the women and the children. Let me repeat that. It's in this video, The New Revelation. You'll see interviews with several people who talked to the members of Special Forces who killed the women and the children. But you see, they were just carrying out orders. I mean, it was impersonal. They just dropped in explosive devices where they were huddled there for protection, and they blew them up. The women and the little children. You see, I've never heard that. We have the video. We still have a few copies of it. And, of course, the people who brought out that information were persecuted. The man who actually tried. He was the federal attorney who tried the Davidians and sent them to prison up to 40 years. And when he realized, of course, that they'd sent the wrong people to jail, and he began to have pangs of conscience, and he actually helped a friend of ours. Eyes actually get evidence that showed that the government had lied. And what happened? Was there a new investigation? No, they went after that man who had been federal attorney, destroyed his life. Destroyed his family, threatened to send him to prison. I think that maybe, I don't know whether he went to prison or not. What was his crime? He was a government employee who tried to do the right thing. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what we're really up against. I mean, I remember Professor Sutton, Anthony Sutton, who actually worked at Hoover Institute, and he was threatened and told he had to stop his line of research showing how the people in this country, our country, had financed communism since its very inception. This sort of thing really goes on. I've talked to a gentleman who teaches, he's in the dental school up in Toronto. And he told the truth about how fluoride is being used to poison our children and poison our people. And I talked to him, asked him to come on, and he said, I'm not going to risk my profession and my children. You know, but you can read what I've said on the web, and it is up there. Most people will knuckle under with this amount of pressure, and sometimes when they don't, they meet a very, very strange or deadly accident. Could things like that happen in America? 3,000 Americans died on September 11th, 2001. And I would simply ask you to go onto the Internet and watch Building 7 come down a few times and ask yourself, could that have happened just by accident because some embers and some pieces fell on the roof of the building? This is obviously a controlled demolition. And they cannot let the American people realize that, because it was what happened on September 11th that was used to justify going into Afghanistan, where we've killed tens of thousands of people, and I don't know how many Americans, probably many hundreds of Americans have been killed and thousands have been wounded in Afghanistan. And then, of course, it justified our going into Iraq, because everybody knew Saddam Hussein was behind that, didn't they? Because the president inferred it. But it wasn't true. And, of course, over 100,000 Iraqi civilians have died. We've contaminated the area with depleted uranium, or I should say, with radioactive material as part of a biological warfare we're carrying out. We've killed over 2,700 American boys, 20,000, 30,000 wounded, and a third of them when they come home, of course, within 2 months. I have some sort of a serious disease, but Shaw sucks. We just can't figure out what it is. Could it be depleted uranium or other experiments they've carried on our boys? We'll be right back and welcome your calls.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is September 13th, 2006. Gold opened at $5.90 and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $620. Again, that's $620 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. The dollar is getting battered and foreign countries have a significant impact on the price of gold. With a slow economy, real estate prices dropping, war on terrorism, the economic climate in the United States is questionable. U.S. citizens work a third of their life just to cover tax liabilities, and bankruptcies continue to weaken our financial institutions. Midas republished the 1931 book, Oh Yeah, An Economic Review of the Great Depression. Are we close to the same type of disaster? Call today for a free copy, 800-686-2237. Our government may be bound to repeat, so arm yourself with knowledge, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. I guess it's going to be just you and me for the rest of this hour. That's 1-800-259-5791. But give us a call, and right now we've got Rita calling from Colorado. Hi, Rita.
Oh, hello, Dr. Stan.
How you doing?
Oh, fine. You know what I'd like to talk about a little bit is the thought police, because there's really, we can see a real pattern of them trying to create cognitive dissonance.
You're absolutely right. And could you explain to our listeners what cognitive dissonance is, in case they don't not acquainted with the term?
Well, there are some concepts that we just kind of get really frustrated with when we hear about it. And some of these things, you know, have to do with trying to connect the dots. And, you know, people like Dr. Stan and Radio Liberty and GCN and RBN, we're all trying to connect the dots and get to this, you know, put the picture together. But behind the scenes, there are these other people. And they see us doing that. They see us getting close to connecting the dots. So right when we get close to getting more information and better insight, they'll try to really blur a concept like Zionism, or you know, so there's like a kernel of truth about the relationship between some of the Republicans and the Saudis, but you know that doesn't say that the Saudis did it all. You know,
you're absolutely right. That's how they confuse us. You know, it's the Saudis, it's the Pakistani, it's the Mossad. It's you know, we knew the attack was coming, we didn't try to stop it, or even the unthinkable. Why we planned the whole thing and we had explosives in those buildings, but nobody wanted. It's a lot easier to think that we knew it was coming and that we didn't try to stop it than to believe that somebody would intentionally kill 3 million helpless individuals. Well, they planned to kill 6 million. Remember, right after the attack, they kept telling it was 6 million, and then it was 5 million, and then it was 4 million, and then it was 3 million. And they expected all those people working for Morgan Stanley to be killed, too. But fortunately for them, the man who was in charge of their security went ahead and got the people out while the loudspeakers on the floors were Morgan Stanley, where they were ordering the people to stay, you know, in their seats and continue working. He was running up and down the aisle with a loudspeaker saying, get out, we're under a terrorist attack, get out. Don't ignore what you're being told. And they listened to him rather than listening to the loudspeaker that was telling them to stay there so they'd be slaughtered.
Right. And I see just, you know, we can see like right now when we start to get to a concept like Zionism, and people have the audacity to, they're trying to call Mike Piper a Zionist, some people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really bizarre. And
they're trying to confuse us, and that's what cognitive dissonance. You give them so much information, and they finally just turn off because they cannot, you know, put this all together. I mean, there's just too much information. It's known as information overload.
Right, but you know, if we can step back and we can think about that, and we can get to those blocks, and they're really kind of like mind control anchors that are trying to keep us in this kind of way of not understanding the whole picture.
Right.
That, you know, that enslaves us. And another one that it's hard to talk about, but we see these people in the war games, and that is really sickening when people think, well, they're having a game, they're having war games. But at some point when we get to understand how people get together and how people are supposed to live together and different religions are supposed to cooperate with each other, then there is this sort of concept of, you know, there's kind of this game. I mean, we're all players, you know.
But they're trying to get us to hate the Muslims,
yeah.
And they're trying to get the Muslims to hate us. That's what
it's
all about.
Yeah, as long as, like, we can be the people, like the Christians hating the Jews and the Muslims hating the Christians, then there are these puppet masters behind us, you know, that can keep staying in control. But if we can step back and we can see the whole thing, then we can get past those blocks.
And you know, it's so interesting that right immediately after the 9/11, White Time magazine put out a special edition. And in that special, now they didn't get paid anything at all, but they sent it out to everybody in America, to everybody who took Time magazine, and it was all about hatred. For once we have no fatuous rhetoric about healing. Healing is inappropriate now and dangerous. There will be a time for tears and sorrows later. A day cannot live in infamy without the nourishment of rage. Let's have rage. What's needed is a unifying Pearl Harbor sort of purple American fury, a ruthless indignation that doesn't bleach away in a week or two. That comes in, and the rest of it, of course, we have in our little pamphlet, quoted from Time magazine immediately after 9/11. What were they trying to do? Hatred. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, don't fall into this. If you're a Christian, even if you're not a Christian, we're never going to defeat the Muslims by hating them. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calvin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
As we stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network, Rita, are you still there?
Still here.
Okay, go ahead. Did you have, what would you like
yeah,
to say?
So the other thing I just wanted to clear up one time, because I called Deanne last weekend on Saturday night, and I got cut off, and I started to talk, and I brought up, I just said Saudi, and that was just kind of a hitting the block, hitting one of those cognitive dissonance blocks. And all I was trying to say is I have some information, because, you know, Gunther Resbacher, he used to call me up from prison, and I started to get a whole lot of information and insight into the relationships and the deal that went down with George H.W. Bush to keep Jimmy Carter from getting elected in 1980.
You're talking about the October surprise.
Yeah, that was the October surprise that didn't happen.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, Gunther was one of the most amazing men I ever met, I'll tell you.
Yeah, and so it gave me some insight, and I started to connect the dots. And it's not that I'm trying to say that Saudis were flying the airplanes or Saudis were involved, but there's a relationship behind there. So there's this little kernel of truth, and so they make all of this kind of cognitive dissonance thing around it. You know, so we try to get close to the reality, and so, you know, George Bush might put himself on this one little island where he understands that, well, his dad made this deal with the Saudis and the Iranians, and so they can blame him, you know, them. And so he, you know, in some weird little reality, that's true for him.
Okay.
But we never get close to getting through that because there's a block there we can't get.
Well, that's our job, is to remove that block and get people saying, hey, Rita, thank you so very much for calling.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
All right, we got Mike calling from New York. And again, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Mike from New York, are you there?
I'm here. And okay. Thank you for Rita calling. That's a perfect segue into what I was going to bring up. Yes, the Saudi connection. I mean, Osama bin Laden was Saudi. His brother-in-law, Mahfouz, is Saudi. I was watching something the other day with... you ever hear Bob Dacey, Dr. Stan?
About what?
Bob Dacey. Do you ever hear him?
No, I don't.
He's a guy out of Texas. He was sitting in for Alex Jones the other day. And Bob Dacey confronted Tom Keene. And if you Google it on the Internet, you'll actually see the video where he confronted Tom Keene, you know, the commissioner of the 911.
Sure. It was, right.
It was fantastic. He asked him a number of different questions, but he got into the heart of the matter asking him about his business relationships. This is Tom Keene's business relationship with Mahfouz, Osama bin Laden's brother-in-law. And, of course, Mahfouz was the backer of Bush, GW's, or Bustel Oil in Texas. I think it was back in the 80s. So, yeah, the Saudi connection all through this thing here. And,
well, do you think the Saudis were responsible for it?
I mean, as a government, no. But I think the business partnerships that they've developed with various people that are Saudi, that are caught up in the oil industry, I think so.
Well, I think that basically, of course, this had to be an intelligence operation. Who in the intelligence? I don't know. What branch of intelligence? We have 14 branches of the intelligence agency, 14 different intelligence agencies. A lot of them most people have never even heard of. So they're all out there. They're all working. But they have intentionally confused us. I mean, there's no way that the Saudis could have snuck in there and got all those explosives in. There's no way the Saudis could have arranged military exercises on the morning of September 11th. And there's no way that the Saudis could have sent all of the planes that were supposed to be guarding Washington, D.C. off to Canada or wherever they went that morning, so there'd be nobody there to guard our nation's capital, or certainly to have ordered that the anti-aircraft batteries on the Pentagon be deactivated. So obviously, whoever did this has a great deal of connections at the highest levels of our government.
A lot of folks conspiring together.
Well, they certainly are. But, of course, you'll want to get my latest newsletter, because who is Tom Keene and how does he fit in? What's his relationship to Lee Hamilton, who is the vice chairman, and to some of the other people on the committee? And why did they get rid of the people on the committee who wouldn't go along, people like Senator Max Cleland, who, really wanted to get to the truth, so they put him off the committee? And who is Philip Zelikoff, who was the executive director of the committee?
The architect, correct?
May I pardon?
Was he the architect? They basically set up the framework of how the committee was, what they're going to look into?
Right, right. And, of course, if you go up on Wikipedia, if they haven't taken it down, and look up Philip Zelikow, it talks a little bit about him. What do you think his specialty is?
Well, I know he's on the Council of Foreign Relations.
Yeah, his specialty is creation of myths. that's just almost too much. I was told that. Jim Fetzer told me that, so... No, I don't believe, and I like Jim Fetzer, but I check everything myself, and sure enough, it was there. I recorded it. I figured they got to go up and take it down, just like they've taken so much down from the Internet. In fact, it was the very day after September the 14th, 3 days after the attack, when in Washington, D.C., they had an emergency meeting of the Council on Foreign Relations, and Gary Hart got up, and he said, this may very well give the president the opportunity to carry out what his father talked of, and that was, I think, only once, and that was the New World Order. So we got hold of the clip, and you can actually see it. It's up if you Google in Gary Hart, CFR, September 14th. A little of that clip is actually up on Google. But if you get the transcript, the CFR transcript to that meeting, they've just deleted that. And I think that's what it was really all about. This is all about the New World Order. And so they deleted it from the transcript of the meeting. Everything else he said is there. Why would they take that out, that it's all about the New World Order?
Well,
And, of course, let me just tell you that it is not only Mr. Thomas Keene is a member of the CFR, but Lee Hamilton, the vice chairman of the 9/11 Commission from the CFR, Jamie Gorlick and John Lehman, two of the eight remaining members, of course, Max Cleland, who wouldn't go along with them, so they got him off that. And that's covered in the book Without Precedent that recently came out, written by Keene and Hamilton. And then, of course, Zelikoff, who engineered the whole thing, and he comes from the CFR as well. Not only that, but the first investigation, the Joint Intelligence Committee investigation, where you had Congressman Peter Goss and Senator Robert Bennett, and it's not just coincidental that both of them came from the Council on Foreign Relations.
And those three having breakfast with General...
Mahmoud Ahmad.
From the Pakistani ISI.
Right. That was the very morning of 9/11.
Unbelievable.
And that was Peter Goss and, of course, Robert Bennett. Yeah, these people give incest a bad name.
they're so entrenched, Dr. Stan. You wonder whether any of this could be corrected. I mean, they're involved in all the major aspects of anything important in this country.
You're absolutely right. They control the media. They control both political parties. They control the wealth of our nation. They control the banking interests, the corporations, the great tax-exempt foundations. But I will tell you, they're scared to death. The American people are waking up. The latest figures show between 39 and 41 to 42% of the general population do not believe the 9/11 fable. In New York City, over 50% of the people don't believe it. And when the people believe that they've been lied to on this, they're going to begin to understand that they cannot believe anything they read in the media. So they're doing everything. In fact, this last week, they launched a massive media campaign, to demonize and marginalize and ridicule anybody who believed there was a conspiracy behind 9/11. And yet the truth of the matter is the government says there's a conspiracy. They've admitted there's a conspiracy. In fact, they've told us 19 hijackers came to America and conspired to take down the World Trade Center and attack the Pentagon, and whether they're going to hit the White House or the Capitol with a fourth plane, we don't know. But that was a conspiracy. It's just that they want us to believe their conspiracy theory rather than some of the other conspiracy theories.
Well, as others have said, their theory is clearly a theory, and ours is more fact. So.
Ours, at least, is based upon some fact. But the exciting thing is people are beginning to listen. And, I don't know if you've been up on Google on the Internet, but watch those videos that you can see there of Building 7 coming down. And you watch that a dozen times, and you know that this was a controlled demolition. And if we could just get people across America to do that and then ask them, did you know about the military exercises that were held that morning? They were designed to confuse the air traffic controllers for the FAA. And of course, that's all covered in this article in September issue of Vanity Fair magazine. Quite a good article, all in all.
You mean the military exercises that Condi Rice so conveniently forgot about?
She just forgot about that.
Yeah. We had no idea that airplanes would be hijacked and flown into buildings.
And then, of course, the fact that the planes that were supposed to be guarding the nation's capital were off in other areas on military exercises. Do you really think that Osama bin Laden really, really did that? And, of course, I think the most interesting thing is they keep showing us these old pictures of Osama bin Laden, but never the new ones. Where are the new pictures of Osama bin Laden? Well, the information we have from, I think, very, very reliable sources, Osama's been dead for some time. They just can't tell the American people that. They've invested so much in the myth of Osama bin Laden.
Yep. All they have to do is come out with transcripts, and everybody, in their mind, thinks they heard him say this.
Well, we just saw his picture up on television, didn't we? But, they actually, coinciding with September 11th, Al Jazeera, which is, of course, the terrorist network, which many of us feel is probably a product of either the CIA or MI6, but they were showing pictures of Osama bin Laden, but they were all old pictures of Osama bin Laden. And supposedly, then he was meeting with the hijackers, and he had the pictures of a couple of the hijackers who were giving their testimony before they went off to die. I think that's just all contrived. Al Jazeera, why does the CIA allow Al Jazeera?
Why do they not?
Telstar 5 is an American satellite. We happen to be on it. We are on there 24 hours a day, along with Joyce Riley and a couple of other people. why would the CIA allow Al Jazeera to be beaming their hateful information into the Muslims here in the United States on an American satellite?
You're beautiful, because they want to propagate the myth. That's why.
They propagate the myth, and of course try to get the Muslims to hate the Christians, and try to get the Christians to hate the Muslims. And you remember what the president said? I mean, you know, the terrorists, why do they hate us? They hate us because we're free. The average Muslim does not hate Americans.
Right.
If they did, we'd see a lot more actions of evidence of terrorist activity in the United States. In fact, the most fascinating thing, if you haven't a chance, Mike, this month's Foreign Affairs magazine, the lead article is, Why Haven't They Attacked Us Again? I think it's on page 2. And this is, of course, a magazine that is actually circulated among the elite. I mean, the members of the Council on Foreign Relations, the people who rule America. And the general theme is the reason that we haven't been hit again is because there's really not much danger at all from Al-Qaeda. There's very little there. And this is what they're telling the elite, but they're not going to tell the American people that. In fact, that article could have been written by Joel Skousen. It was. It was written by, you know, professor, one of the think tanks. But it should be very obvious to anybody who's thinking about it. As he said, you know, certainly our borders are wide open. It's a very easy thing to rail trains, you know, to poison the water supply, to poison the food supply, you go into a theater and kill all the people there, you know, with explosives, and none of these things have happened. Why haven't they happened? Is it done? Is because, you know, Chertoff has done such a good job with Homeland Security? And he says, no, not at all. It's that most of this is simply a myth. There is no danger. Lead article, Foreign Affairs magazine this month. To our leaders, get hold of it, read it, copy it, get other people to read it and say, are we been put on by the administration who wants to get us to hate the Muslims?
Well, thank you.
All right, God bless, and thanks very much for calling, Mike.
Bye.
Okay, well, once again, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. In many ways, I'm very, very encouraged by what's going on. The one thing that disturbs me more than anything else is some of the good people I know, some of the good Christians I know, who are firmly convinced we've got to kill all those Muslims before they kill us. And they will go into the background of the history of the Muslim faith and, of course, the perversion of Muhammad. And then, you know, of course, the Muslim invasion of Europe and the fact they were driven out of Spain in 1492. And they were driven back from the gates of Vienna in the 1680s. But then they use that to say the Muslims want to take over the world again. And after the Muslims were driven back from the gates of Vienna, and of course then the Turkish Empire began to go into decline, and of course they were totally defeated during the First World War, and there was simply no international Muslim movement at all. There was none of this radical form of Islam other than that was financed by American and British intelligence. Now, we have a wonderful book, it's called The Devil's Game, going into the background of how America financed, the United States financed this wicked group of people, we call them Hamas. Oh, we hate Hamas because they hate the Jews, but who financed Hamas? We did. We financed both sides of all these things, but this book is well worthwhile reading. In fact, it has a wonderful quotation in it I love so much by Nasser, who wrote to President Kennedy and said, the genius of you Americans is you never make simple, stupid mistakes. You always make complicated, stupid mistakes so that we can never figure out whether we're missing something or not. And, of course, I always like to point out, we don't make complicated, stupid mistakes. We know exactly what we're doing. We just don't want the people of the rest of the world to understand that the United States financed communism from its inception. I shouldn't say America, but people within our Federal Reserve Board and our corporations and our big banks and Standard Oil Company and Averill Harriman and all of these people were financing communism. Why? It was an ideal foil. You had to have an enemy so you could rally the people behind the government. And then, of course, this fall of communism was as phony as a $3 bill. Gorbachev already had the papers out to form the Gorbachev Foundation here in the United States 6 months before the actual fall of the Berlin Wall, at least according to Holly Swanson, who promises me she has the copy of the papers for the foundation of the Gorbachev Foundation dated 6 months before the fall of the Berlin Wall. But we had to have a new enemy, so we created one in the form of the Islamic movement. If you have not yet seen the video, Jihad in America, you need to get it. We carry it. It's must-watching. It was finished in 1994. You'll hear the FBI agents at that time talking about the Islamic threat in America. You'll see the footage of Abdullah Azzam, who founded al-Qaeda in 1988, talking in Oklahoma City at a meeting of the a Muslim cell, a terrorist cell in Oklahoma City in 1988. They've known all about this at that time. But, of course, they don't want the American people to know, you know, until, of course, that it was the right time, because everything is following a cosmic script that is drawing us, you know, into a terrible and horrible and bloody war in the Middle East. And you have to understand what's going on. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The book, The Devil's Game, the video, Jihad in America, put out by Stephen Emerson, suppressed for 7 years by our government because they didn't want the American people to know the truth. Fortunately, it is available now through Radio Liberty, and we got a lot of things you need to get. And you need to, of course, get my pamphlets on $4-911 and help us get the truth out while we still can.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words. Everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
We Whale, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, this is the time I need to remind all of our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you possibly can, we hope many of you will join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and, you know, for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes in the month, or CDs, you'll get our newsletter, of course, if you can afford more, fine, whatever, but we hope that you'll get the information, circulate the tapes, and copy the letter and circulate it. Incidentally, we're a little bit behind, but we just finished our August newsletter today, and it's a real corker. I think it'll give you information you're sure not going to get elsewhere. Then we want to remind you about our annual conference. It's going to be held on the 29th of October. Now, we've reserved a block of rooms if you're going to come from elsewhere, but we have to know by the 28th of September, if you're going to be coming, so you've only got a couple of weeks. If you're going to get the special rate on the rooms, of course, you can come and pay, you know, regular prices, but we got a special rate on the rooms. And, of course, you have to get your reservations in because we're going to be serving lunch. We want to know how many people are going to come, and we're really very pleased with the response we've had so far. We're going to have Barrett shows. And we're going to have Constance Cumby and Chris Pinto, who put out the video, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. So it's going to be a great time. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And make your reservations and let us know you're coming. Please let us know if you do want the rooms, because we'll only have them for another couple of weeks. Then, of course, we want to mention we are carrying emergency food products and things you need in case of an emergency. And if you'd like that catalog, it's the food catalog. We have the health products and all the vitamins and minerals and quercetin and, you know, certainly oil of oregano and all of the things that my wife and I utilize. And we keep on hand, and, of course, we offer them at a very competitive rates, if you like our catalog there, as well as the various books that you need to read about cancer, about general health, about antioxidants, you know, the dangers of fluoride, the dangers of mercury, and the dangers of aspartame and other excitotoxins that are being used to destroy the minds of our children. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. We'll send you a free health catalog or a regular catalog or all the catalogs if you want them. But don't call unless you think you're going to possibly utilize, because it's an expensive thing to send them out. But we want you to have the material that you need for the very difficult times that lie ahead. We're going to have difficult times financially, and if you haven't seen my video or DVD called The Financial Tsunami, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You should get either the DVD and the VHS and the syllabus, because the syllabus has all of the things in it, and we have a lot of the figures that come out of the Federal Reserve Board that you're not going to get elsewhere, and how they're massively increasing the amount of debt. It increased $1 trillion in just 3 months. Now, we're talking about total debt, not just federal debt, but includes all of the debt. $1 trillion in the first 3 months of this year. And as the figures become available, we'll have the next figures for you. And then, of course, we hope that you want to get our material on how they're poisoning our children with fluoride and fluoridated water. And we have the scientific studies there. I think my hidden agenda syllabus, my hidden agenda talk, is something that every American should see. If you want to understand sustainable development, that's a great syllabus, and the talk that goes with it is simply Sustainable Development, the Road to the New World Order. I talk on Iraq. Why are we really in Iraq? It's all about the world government. But that's the reason for all of the wars, and we don't just talk about Iraq. We talk about all of the wars, and we have copies of the PNAC documents and Operation Northwood and everything you need to understand the degree of evil we're up against. So again, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a free copy of a newsletter, we'd be glad to send it to you. But please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so we'll be back here in just a few minutes for the next program right here at Radio Liberty.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete...
Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and, well, right now we have Larry Pratt on the line from Gun Owners of America. Larry, how are you doing?
I am doing very well, Stan. It's good to be with you.
Well, it's always good to have you here. Well, tell us what's going on back there in Washington, D.C.
Well, we are speaking today after a... primary election day across the country brought for us a very interesting result in southern Arizona on the border. The 8th District of Arizona for the U.S. Congress had a contest basically in the outskirts of Tucson down to the border, and the field was quite numerous. The Republican Party in Washington, the National Republican Congressional Campaign Committee, decided that since a rhino, a Republican in name only, Jim Colby, self-professed homosexual in the Congress, in the United States House, was retiring, that surely that meant that this district could only be held by another Republican in name only. And so they put $130,000 into the race and some pretty tough ads against the front runner, who ultimately won, former State Representative Randy Graff, who ran 2 years ago. And Graff almost beat Colby then in the Republican primary. What he did was to prove to us that he's the kind of guy we're always looking for to help get to the United States House of Representatives, because anytime you're willing to take on the establishment of your own party, meaning all the risks politically that that brings, cutting off of money, cutting off of endorsements, cutting off of worker support if they can do it, you're still willing to go ahead and do something like that, you're a kind of guy.
Well, and, Chris, the thing is that the Republican Party is not supposed to interfere. You know, at the primary, that's to be decided by the people. So we don't have really representative government. We have the Republican Party in Washington, D.C., picking our candidates for us in violation of their own laws. And that's why I won't give any money to the Republican Party, because they don't believe in representative government. They believe in top-down government, just like they have in any autocratic society.
Well, Stan, you got to understand that they know better than the average voter who's too stupid to go into a primary and vote for the candidate most likely to win. So they had to give them a little help. Well, turned out the voters weren't buying. And Randy Graff did win.
Of course, you know, he's going to have to stand in November. Would he be running in a primarily Republican area or primarily Democrat?
It's a somewhat competitive district, but frankly, the district, because it's on the...
Hold that. I will be right back with Zari Pratt. Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available at Radio Liberty, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest is Larry Pratt, and Larry was saying that certainly the gun owners of America had backed Randy Graff, who won in the primary election, and not only that, but they'd encouraged their members to back him. So Randy Graff was able to win the Republican primary, and hopefully then he'll be able to win the election and go back to Washington, D.C. Larry was talking, however, about the McCain-Feingold bill, which was blatantly unconstitutional, which actually limited even what could be said, having to do with elections. It was supposed to stop the big corporations, but of course it didn't at all. It didn't stop them at all. The president said, well, I think the bill is unconstitutional, but I'm going to sign it because I'm sure the Supreme Court will find this legislation unconstitutional, so I'm going to sign the unconstitutional legislation. And you know what happened? The Supreme Court found it was constitutional, so the president has betrayed his oath of office, signing legislation which he openly admitted was unconstitutional. So we live in a world gone mad, don't we, Larry?
We do indeed. the Republicans enjoyed poking fun at Kerry for having voted for it before he voted against it, or, I don't know, against it before he voted for it. Frankly, I'm not sure it makes any difference. Well, what you just pointed to with Bush is the same thing. Well, I'm against this, so I'm going to sign it.
And of course, you get that way. You get support from both sides.
Yeah, and forget the fact that they've taken an oath of office, and they're not supposed to vote depending on what some other branch of the government might do. They're supposed to vote on their understanding of the Constitution, because that was their oath of office, that they would uphold that Constitution, so help them God. Well, that's pretty serious when you take an oath and use God's name to take that oath, and then you just go ahead and say, yeah, but. Well, you know, there wasn't any but in the oath. And so I think these guys are making a lot of trouble for themselves well beyond the political arena. But anyway, we were able to win that seat, that primary, and I frankly think that Graf is going to do well in the general, because he's already seen and has been seeing for some time people come in and say, you know, I don't like anything about what you say except one thing, and that's why I'm going to work for you.
Well, is the issue, is the war issue a big thing down in that area? Is it mostly immigration and controlling the border?
As far as they're concerned, the war is on the border, and if one were to live on the border, they would be to experience the invasion firsthand, where people are assaulted in their homes, and sometimes worse, where there's so much litter left behind by this flood of human beings coming through private and public land alike, that cattle eat some of the plastic water containers that are left behind, and they choke and die. Other acts of vandalism are just malicious, where holes will be poked in water tanks, and you know that's kind of doubly stupid, because the next illegal immigrant coming behind you might have been able to get some water and keep from dying in the desert, which many of them do, and that water will no longer be available to them, at least until a rancher fixes it. But this is going on a daily basis. These people couldn't sell their land to a real estate shyster. The values of their land is tanked, the value of the quality of their life is tanked, and even if they don't live on the border, it doesn't mean that they're immune from the gangs that are now all over the country, and even in rural Mountain Valley, Virginia, you've got these Salvadoran gangs running around, and their initiation rite, kind of like the mafia, is to go kill somebody so that they can be a member in good and full standing with the gang. And this is all because we've got an open border that is supported by greedy Democrat politicians thinking they're going to get the votes of the illegals, and greedy corporate types that think they're going to get the cheap labor of people who, when they get abused, have nowhere to turn because, I see you're making this complaint against the ABC company, and you're here illegally. Oh, that's, yes. So well, these people are, you know, slaves probably got along better than these illegal immigrants.
Well, Larry, what I'm curious about is, was the incumbent congressman, the liberal congressman, or the rhino, as you called him,
Colby,
was he actually soft on immigration? In other words, he encouraging the illegal immigration movement?
As has been said, he was as close to an open borders Republican as they could find. And frankly, the reason I'm convinced that he's retiring this year is that Randy Graf came very close to beating him 2 years ago. And when a Republican incumbent barely staves off a challenger in a primary, that's a good signal that he either better change his position or he better change his job, because the voters may force him to change his job. And Colby read that correctly and decided that he didn't need to take that kind of grief anymore. And that, in my opinion, that's why he decided to step down.
Well, now, why would the Republican National Committee you know, headed really, of course, by the president. The president has said he wants to guard the borders. He wants to take a strong stand, you know, against people coming into this country illegally. So why would he back somebody or have his people back somebody who was encouraging illegal immigration? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, the president is a socialist, and the president has a view that the country is substantially to the left, and therefore you've got to be careful about being or sounding too conservative. And I'm going to answer your question directly about Arizona, but I want to, by way of doing that, go back to a race that was held a couple of months ago in Michigan, where in a district that you or I or anybody listening to this show, if somebody decided to make us the Republican nominee this year, we'd win that district. It doesn't matter who the Democrat would be, we'd win that district. That is a Republican district, period, paragraph. And so the Karl Rove line was that, retired Baptist minister that had been this very aggressive pro-gun guy in the state legislature, he's too conservative for the district. And so they supported this very liberal Republican congressman who was a real throat gagger on guns as well as a lot of other things. And, they had egg on their face when Mr. Wahlberg beat the incumbent. And I guarantee you the nothing burger Democrat that has no money, just a token name on the ballot, that's not going to be a problem at all for Mr. Wahlberg. He might as well be measuring the draperies for his office because he's in. And so I just can't imagine a more disconnected kind of statement. Now, I don't think Karl Rove is stupid. And so for him to say that tells me that he was trying to desperately justify backing a liberal when, in fact, there was no sound political reason to do so. All right, let's go to Arizona now. Colby has been holding that district for years, years and years. And Colby has drifted further and further to the left. The fact of the matter is that incumbents almost never get beat. What Wahlberg did in Michigan is extremely unusual. In fact, the reason he was able to do it is that 2 years ago, the Republicans, conservatives, had a divided field against the liberal, and the liberal won by default because the conservatives divided the vote up. This year, it was Mr. Wahlberg versus the liberal. Wahlberg is in. Now, in Arizona, Colby had held that seat for so long that people thought, well, we don't want to challenge a Republican because we don't want to lose control of the party. We just go along. And so they were not eager to challenge him. And for Randy Graff to defy that logic and to do it and almost succeed shows that Colby, if you're looking at it objectively, it says, the base that Colby has is restive and doesn't appreciate what he's been doing. And to say that just because he's held it by right of people thinking, it's the Colby. So it was kind of inertia. It was like autopilot. But now that there's been a change, it means that Graff, if he wins that seat, which I think he's very likely to be able to do so, then he's going to be almost impossible to get out because incumbents are almost impossible to get out. And that's what I think the name of the game is. The establishment doesn't want a real Republican, a real conservative, to get into these seats because they're going to benefit from incumbency the way Somino does.
All right, well, what do you think, what impact do you think the war will have on the Republican majority in the House and the Senate come November? Because certainly, there are an awful lot of people who feel very, very strongly about the way the president has led us into this war. And do you think this is going to impact on those elections strongly?
I don't see it so far. I see it. If even in Connecticut, Lieberman is ahead, if you will, the war socialist against the anti-war socialist Those are the two main choices.
Well, I understood the Republican Party is throwing their weight behind Senator Lieberman. In other words, the Republicans are not backing the Republican candidate.
No.
They're backing Lieberman, who's a Democrat, and rather the most liberal Democrats we have.
In this case, the Republican is as bad as Lieberman.
All right.
We've gotten him in writing on his views on guns, life, and marriage, and he's not where you and I are on any of those issues.
Well, what about Lieberman?
Lieberman is right by the Republican rights on one issue, and that's the war. And that's the reason I think they're rallying behind him. But the fact is he's got about a 20-point lead on the Democrat, the guy that won the primary.
Do you know who Ned Lamont really is?
Lamont is one heap big Stalinist. His daddy was a moneybags for Joe Stalin.
He was a partner of J.P. Morgan, you know.
That was the grandfather, I think.
That's
right?
His grandfather.
What a family tree.
Yeah, you're talking about his daddy, Corliss Lamont. Yeah. He wasn't a communist until the one came along. What most people don't understand is that many wealthy people actually are communists.
Yes.
It's not that they want, of course, to redistribute their wealth. They want to redistribute your wealth. Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsavegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, researchedherbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Couldn't understand why Republican control of Congress...
Hold that thought right there, please. I guess it's Larry Pratt, and Larry was just saying that he thinks that, that perhaps in the November elections, even if they seem never Republicans are elected, there'll be Republicans who believe in the principles that the Republican Party once stood for. In other words, they will be moving away from the socialist programs that have been pushed by the current Republican Congress. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, and that would actually be a tremendous improvement. And so even if the Republicans did lose control of the House, which I don't really think right now is likely, it still would be an improvement because you would have a much more unified vision of how to act. Right now, you've got what I would say is the tail wagging the dog. In order to desperately hold on to the majority so that we can have control of the House or control of the Senate, you know, they're willing to support these rhinos, these Republicans in name only, these very liberal Republicans who are more liberal than some Democrats, and they're willing to do almost anything in order to keep that majority and to keep those liberals in their party. And so that means they're willing to put things out on the floor and to support things that if Bill Clinton were to try it, with or without a Republican control, those Republicans would have opposed it just because the opposition was doing it. But once they see it as something that Republicans, quote-unquote, need to do for political purposes, well, they're goners. So they're really going to be much more resembling a conservative party if these trends continue and the improvement in the seats that we've been talking about, and a few others, end up as Republican victories in the fall, which I think they can. These are fairly good Republican seats. Then I think we're going to be better off. We have a lot more to work with in the House of Representatives. The Senate's still going to be kind of a pain in the neck no matter what. But I'm moderately encouraged at this point. And unless something really not visible now takes place, I think we're talking about a situation like that. Probably a smaller Republican majority, and a lot of that pruning having been people that needed to be pruned.
All right, fine. Well, anyway, I think it's great. Do we have any new legislation back there that we should be concerned about? Because and those people who would establish a dictatorship here want to disarm the American people. That's the standard technique. You disarm the people, and then you have a dictatorship.
Yep.
And, oh, they talk about they're so concerned about the children. They're concerned about hunting accidents and gun accidents. And they never talk about the countless millions of people who have been slaughtered once the populace has been disarmed, and whether it be in Rwanda or whether it be in Armenia or whether it be in Germany or Russia or China or in any country where they disarm the people before they comes the Holocaust.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And that's something that doesn't get discussed enough in the gun debate, when the gun issue is debated. I think we have almost certainly killed a measure that you and I talked about the last time we were talking on the air about a massive expansion of the Brady Bill that the NRA supports, that Carolyn McCarthy has been the sponsor of, a very radically anti-gun, very liberal Democrat from Long Island, New York. And it looks as if because members of Gun Owners of America were sending postcards into committee members during the August recess and then following up and sending email when they got back. The word we were picking up from many of the staff in the House of Representatives is we're getting the message from your postcards and your email. And I think they decided not to put that thing out on the floor. And the reason why why it was a problem is that it had been put out on the floor in 2002, and it had been put out precisely. It's an illustration of what I was talking about, where the tail was wagging the dog, and they would do any kind of no-good anti-gun socialist scheme in order to try to save even a single rhino. Connie Morella, who comes from a very liberal district of welfare bureaucrats in Montgomery County, Maryland, a suburb of Washington, D.C., a very wealthy one, I might add, where all these government workers live, was running for re-election as a Republican, and Dick Armey put this measure out on the floor, this expansion of the Brady Law, and it was passed in the House, and had it not been for Senator Bob Smith strangling the thing when it got to the Senate using a hold-and filibuster tactics that he was willing to use, that thing would have been law. So that's not going to happen this year, it looks like, which is good, because once you've got the Republican caucus having a lot of folks vote for it, then you're kind of in a weakened position.
And we don't have any Senator Bob Smith, because the Bush administration...
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest is certainly Larry Pratt. And before we go to our caller, why I would like you to actually give out your website, your telephone number, tell people how they can get in touch with Gun Owners of America and why they should get in touch with Gun Owners of America.
Well, the Gun Owners website is gunowners.org. And I would just reiterate what we were talking about right before the break. one of the ways to find out about candidates who are really supporting the Constitution is to be getting email that you can sign up for at gunowners.org, and then you'll know who has made a good case, convinced us through his background and votes and answers on our questionnaire. This is the kind of person that's going to hang tough, and that's kind of the mutual fund approach to politics. You hire the money managers that you trust to keep your money, making some money, and by analogy, we're the professionals who are looking at those candidates who are going to be really with us on the gun issue, and by investing in the stocks, if you will, the candidates that we're recommending, we think we're going to see an improvement in our congressional portfolio. If people can't go on the web and go to gunowners.org, they can call us toll-free for information, 888-886-GUNS, that's 888-886-GUNS. You can also join as a paying member on the website as well, people that are paid members get our newsletter as well as the email, which is free to anybody that wants to go on and get it that way.
All right, very good. Well, now we've got Paul calling from Ohio. Once again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Paul, do you have a question for our guest?
Oh, yes. Are you encountering a lot of... are you up in Washington a lot, Larry?
Well, our offices are right outside the Beltway, and we have a fellow who's up on the hill just about every day.
Have you heard of a new caliber called 6.8 millimeter, 115 grain?
That I have not heard.
That's a new one for you.
Yeah.
I got some websites here. Have you heard anything about the ammo supply being dried up intentionally?
Well, it has been because of import restrictions, thanks to our good buddies at the ATF.
And the only people that will ship anymore is UPS.
All right, fine. Do you have a question at all for our guest?
I just had some information for him. I got some websites here on places you can get ammo if there's anybody interested.
All right, fine. Well, why don't you just set that off to me, and then, of course, we can let people
that
know.
That would be terrific. Yeah,
Dr. Stan, I have a copy of Clifford Connercombe's DVD.
All right, fine. Well, he does a great job there on those chemtrails, and thanks very much, Paul. Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Larry, do you think they're intentionally drying up the supply of ammunition so you can have guns, but you won't have any ammunition for them?
Oh, I think there's been an effort to restrict things coming from abroad, especially, and a lot of the surplus ammo that people were using for practice was... for so long was quite inexpensive, and now it's being dried up. It's very difficult to get it a lot of times, and when you do get it, and I just ordered a case of ammo, it was I kept getting notices from the seller, a big outfit, Sportsman's Guy. Well, it's been delayed again, and it did finally come, but that's what's happening. There's something in the area of good news that I wanted to talk about. The state of Wyoming has passed a law which basically, in the state of Wyoming, overturns one of the nastier things that was done by the United States Congress in 1996 when a Republican Congress went ahead and allowed Senator Lautenberg to get away with an amendment in an appropriations bill right at the very, very end of the Congress that year to stick in a gun ban that goes way back before the ban was on the books. So that's another unconstitutional aspect. We're not supposed to have ex post facto laws. And he said anybody who's had a domestic violence misdemeanor conviction can never, ever own a gun, no matter when the offense and the conviction occurred.
Domestic violence, you mean you have a fight with your wife and get reported and suddenly you can never have a gun again?
Right. You might be in a shouting contest. That was an actual case. In fact, between a father and son. No blows whatsoever. It could be a shove. It could be a ripped shirt. It could be spanking the kids when the prosecutor thinks that's child abuse. And it's not what has typically been the disqualifier, namely a domestic violence felony conviction, where you really tried and succeeded in committing some kind of gross offense, a busted nose, a black eye, something like that. That was what disqualified you in the past, and now it's something that people had no idea was going to bite them in the future. And even now, people go before a magistrate having a divorce proceeding, and maybe somebody has preemptively filed on either side a charge of some kind of violence, and just to shake it off and not continue with all the hassle, a lot of people just say, how much do I owe? $50, fine. Well, that $50 just cost them their gun rights now. And so what happened, a state senator in Wyoming has a constituent, and in fact, I'll be interviewing him, Lord willing, on my talk show that's archived at gunowners.org. I'm not sure it's heard where your stations are, but in any case, we're going to be talking about this constituent who had this very kind of problem, and the senator ended up passing, after a number of efforts to figure out how to do it, a very ingenious piece of legislation. Right now, if that constituent had gone, before the law passed, had gone to a gun store, the Wyoming misdemeanor conviction would have zapped him when they did the background check, and he would not have been able to buy a gun. In fact, they might have arrested him because he'd already have filled out the federal paperwork saying that he didn't have a disqualifying conviction. So he couldn't go into a store and buy a gun. What has happened is that law now in Wyoming says if you've got a Wyoming conviction, Wyoming is expunging that conviction just for the purpose of you getting a concealed carry permit. And by the way, the significant other would have a chance to come to a hearing and say, oh, for goodness sakes, don't give Charlie or don't give Matilda that gun permit because they're still in that case. So they'd still have a chance to make that argument. But if, in fact, after all these precautions and everything's fine, the person gets that concealed carry permit, the national Brady law says that from 5 years following the issuance of a concealed carry permit in a state, you can buy a gun from a federal dealer, federally licensed dealer, with no background check. And so the guy that couldn't buy a gun the day before he gets the permit can take his permit the day he gets it and go buy a gun.
Well, at least we're making some progress then.
Well, of course, we're in court. I mean, you can't imagine the BATF is going to take this lying down. I think they thought it out very well. I've seen our brief. We've already filed a friend of the court brief in Wyoming in federal court. And I think this thing is very well constructed, and they looked at federal law, and they didn't invent anything like courts do. They just followed what was permissible under federal law. They're not really challenging anything. That's what's so really clever about this thing. I think they can pull it off because this state senator evidently plays a pretty good chess game.
Well, I think what's really so frightening is that the very odd people, there are fascists within our government who want to take away the guns of the people because they really do want an authoritarian society.
And
there are people of great wealth who readily admit that they're part of a cabal that is negotiating or certainly conspiring to create a new international order. And certainly at the international level, they're trying to disarm people. Why? Because they don't want any opposition to their authoritarian system, because they think they're so much smarter than the rest of us.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's the whole reason behind those campaign laws that we were talking about earlier in the show. And they don't want us confusing those stupid voters with our misinformation. They want to have a monopoly of information.
Yeah, they really do have pretty much a monopoly of information now. That's why it's so difficult to actually defeat an incumbent. You can't get your message out. And they say, well, if you're not going to be able to win, why give you money? And, of course, then if you're not going to get any money, you can't win. And that's how they do it. They have their people, the people that they favor. We have the finest politicians that money can buy. It's time the American people got involved, because if we're not involved, who will be? And if we're not involved now, will we wait until our freedom is simply a remembrance of things past?
Mm-hmm.
Good people lose their freedom because they do nothing, and men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And I think that Larry Pratt and Gun Owners of America do a great job, and I encourage you to go to their website, get their material, and certainly help them, you know, in these targeted races. They do have an influence, and certainly their letter-writing campaign and their email campaign, which they coordinate, has had a profound influence on holding at bay these people who would enslave us by taking away our weapons and ultimately then establishing their authoritarian society where everybody is watched and everybody is monitored. Oh, of course, in the name of fighting the wicked terrorist Osama bin Laden who's hiding over there in the cave, but that's why we've got to watch your emails and your finances and read your faxes. And believe me, they've been doing it for a long time. It had nothing to do with terrorism. It was known as Project Echelon. It had existed for decades before this war on terrorism. Now they just try to use the threat of terrorism to justify the illegal actions they've been doing for so many years. I'm sure you know Project Echelon, don't you, Larry?
Yes, that was long before the Patriot Act.
Right, of course. But what this does is just legitimize the illegal activities that have been going on for so long. Well, is there anything that costs it right now that we should be concerned about other than the upcoming elections in November?
Well, that's a biggie because we are still very eager to continue supporting some of these handful of very key races where, to use the word and term I was using earlier, we've got some upgrades, kind of like frequent flyer miles. We're going to get a better seat than the money we paid for, and these candidates really are worth our support, and we'll be sending out information about these candidates through between now and the rest of the election. So if there's anything that comes up legislatively, of course, we're going to be right on that. Again, through the email, people need to go to gunowners.org and sign up to be a member of that free list, and then they will know, and they will be able to take action if we're facing something at the last minute, which we very well could, because this is their favorite time to try to slip one by us. It's now illegal to buy very much at all electronic communication to tell about what nasty thing they've just finished doing, and they're hoping that in the confusion of the last days of the Congress, we won't even see it anyway.
Well, now, what about this? How would the McCain-Feingold bill? You know, that already has to do with political campaigns. But that, no, it doesn't block you from getting information out about this legislation they try to sneak through without the knowledge or consent of the American people, does it?
No, we can email to our list and tell them about it, but if I were to try to buy a spot saying, you know, this congressman, this senator keeps trying to do these things, and I wish you folks would communicate with him and tell him he's a no-good bum if he keeps doing this and he's got to stop, well, they don't want me saying that with a $10,000 or more purchase of radio or TV time. Well, you and I both know what it costs to buy even a little bit of radio and TV time, and $10,000 is not more than a couple of minutes on some of the bigger stations in the country.
And I think it was certainly so clever. Oh, this is to keep those big corporations from, you know, from interfering in, you know, in the electoral process, and keep those big corporations and those really wealthy people from influencing our elections. And when the smoke cleared away, why, of course, that wasn't what it was at all. It was really aimed at organizations like yours and the Christian organizations,
right,
trying to inform other people how their elected officials had broken, had voted, because they don't want the people to know how their elected officials vote, you know, within 60 days of the election. Before that, most people aren't even worried about it.
That's exactly right. By the time people, oh, yeah, there's an election. Well, who's naughty and who's nice? Well, it can be a lot harder to find out if they haven't gotten the information before the 60-day window closes. So that's the game that's being played.
I mean, of course, Senator McCain knew exactly what he was doing, and Feingold did, too. They said one thing when they really meant another.
And by the way, one source of funding they didn't block was the way George Soros found, this is the socialist billionaire who, among other things as radically anti-gun. It didn't keep him at all from putting in millions of dollars into campaigns. So now your point's extremely well taken. The only people that really got clobbered by McCain-Feingold are the little people, us.
That's right. And of course, it didn't hurt Senator McCain at all because he had alternative sources of funding. So these people are really scoundrels. And among my favorite scoundrels is John McCain, who always gets a good press. And that's how you know he's not good. If he was getting a bad press, he'd probably be good. If he's getting a good press, well, he's probably bad.
That's a very good starting point.
Well, Larry, we've just got a couple of minutes before we go. Once again, I'd like you to get your web page out and your telephone number so people would know how to get in touch with your organization, Gun Owners of America.
Well, the website is gunowners.org, and as I have been saying, you can sign up for a free email membership, get on our list that way, and there's also just all kinds of information, columns and research information, like ratings of Congress, and how these folks have been voting. That's all there on our website. We'll be publishing that in a newsletter, so the paying members will get that mailed to them before the election. If they call 888-88-6-GUNS, they can find out about joining, even if they can't get on the Internet to join. That's 888-886-GUNS.
All right, fine. Of course, it's a good organization. It's got good leadership. And believe me, it is, to my way of thinking, and I know all of the gun organizations in this country, it is the best gun organization because it won't compromise. You'll find that the NRA, National Rifle Association, often is on the wrong side. You have to ask yourself why that would be. And, of course, I think that the great tragedy is so many of our organizations have been infiltrated. And maybe they're good people there. Maybe they just don't understand. Or maybe, of course, there's another agenda. But be that as it may, I think you can usually trust the Gun Owners of America on any issue that involves the Second Amendment. And believe me, the Second Amendment was put in there. The Second Amendment to the Bill of Rights was, of course, put in there to protect the other parts of the Bill of Rights. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up our program here at Radio Liberty.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
You're doing. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, this is the time when I do need to remind our listeners out across America that Radio Divinity is primarily listener-supported, and we, of course, really would appreciate your giving serious and prayerful consideration to whether you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and if you'd like to, for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, as much as you can afford, you'll get our four best tapes or CDs of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you'll be helping us finance the network of stations that we have out all across America. Now, I need to remind you, we're having our annual conference, and that's going to be on the 29th of October. If you're coming from outside the area, we have a block of rooms arranged, but you're going to have to let us know within a couple of weeks. I think we have them until the 28th or 29th of September, and after that, why, they're gone, and the special rates, you'll have to pay regular rates to get a room. If you're going to come to our conference, give us a call. We're going to have Constance Cumby, Chris Pinto, who did the video, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. We're going to have, of course, with us Barrett Schoes and Michael Shaw, and I'll be talking. And it'll be a fascinating opportunity to meet a lot of people, to get a lot of information, but, of course, to renew old friendships as well. So if you'd like to come, remember we're serving lunch, so we have to know ahead of time. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. That's October the 29th. It's a Sunday, but next year we'll try to have it on a Saturday. We just couldn't get a Saturday this year. And then, of course, we want to mention that we are carrying some health products. We're carrying emergency food products, if you'd like the catalogs and any of those things, or a regular catalog, or even simply a newsletter. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We have some great new things. We're carrying Malachi Martin's book. I first read it in 1980, and I've always wanted to carry it. We just found out it's been republished, called Hostage to the Devil. And it's a story of five exorcisms. You will never look at the world through the same eyes again after you read the book. You can get the book by itself, or you can get it along with our four-tape set, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, at a very reduced price, and it's really a pretty good deal. It's called the Malachi Martin Special. And then, of course, we have certainly our concentration camp special, our secret government special, our intelligence special. We have all sorts of specials out here that, you know, will give you tremendous amounts of information. We bundle this up. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are concentration camps. There really is a plan, in case of a national emergency, to take away your freedom and put Americans in concentration camps. What I just said is a quotation from Congressman Gonzalez, who headed the Banking Commission or Committee in Congress for many years. And you'll actually see him on the video with the concentration camp special making that note. And, of course, you'll see the efforts that were made to prevent the truth from coming out at the Iran-Contra hearings during the Reagan administration. It is not simply by accident that they've given $385 million to Halliburton to build concentration camps. It's not by accident they're trying to take the guns away from the people. It's not by accident they're keeping dossiers on all American citizens and tapping their phones, reading their faxes, reading their emails in the name of tracking the wicked Osama bin Laden. Because he might be hiding someplace, and we've got to track down Osama bin Laden, don't we, to protect us from the wicked Islamists who hate us because we're free. And if you believe the rhetoric that's out there, why, you can't understand anything that's going on. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our programs 5 hours a day on the Internet and not get a thing accomplished, but you will, of course, get the information you need to take to others, to help them to understand we've been lied to at every turn. The media is controlled by five mega corporations, all of which tie into the Brotherhood of Darkness. So please pray for America and pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and ministers, but pray for Radio Liberty. Our number again, 1-800-5-448-927.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With News on the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Scholl. Scores of students ran through the streets of Montreal, some with bloody clothes, after at least one gunman opened fire inside a downtown college. One hospital says 12 people have been admitted, including 6 in critical condition. Police say a gunman later shot himself. Correspondent Rob Gillies has the latest.
At least one suspect in a black trench coat ran into the cafeteria and started firing. Police woman said he turned the gun on himself. They've gone into each of the rooms and are searching for possible more suspects or possible more injured. And they've shut down the entire area around near downtown Montreal.
College student Philip Primero says he was in class when he saw people running outside, including a man with a rifle.
We've seen everybody on the streets running, and we saw one guy with a rifle run down the street.
You're listening to The Information.